Blog Talk Radio.
If you're going through something, saints, amen, it's time for you to stop lollygagging around like a lot of people say and get up there and pray. You know, if you need somebody that I can give you an answer. Mama can't give it. I've tried friends, prophets, everybody that I could talk to and try to understand this situation and the things that I have been going through in my life. And before it's over with, they can't give you an answer. We're in something that we don't understand. We're pilgrims passing through. We are spirit beings, for one, and that what literally make us not understand this worldly system, because it's built up on Satan. That's why the Bible says he's the god of this world. He's evil. He's dirty. He's wicked. And all he want to do is destroy your soul. So you're going to have to push. You're going to have to push. I'm pushing prayer today. I'm pushing prayer like I've never pushed it before. Praise God. And I'm pleading with you, whatever you do, make your life a life of prayer. Jesus said in the word, amen, when he went into the synagogue and he seen all of those people selling doves and goats and sheep and exchanging money at the temple, he said, told him, he took a group of cards and began to whoop them and tell them that, in so many words, and I'm paraphrasing, don't make my father's house a house of den, but it should be a house of prayer. Why would he call it a house of prayer when we done made it everything that we can make it? All we see is entertainment. I had seen a video and I said, this is blowing my mind. They up there, some pastor done had a birthday, and they up there dancing, Holy Ghost dancing, oh Lord, because of the woman having the birthday. It wasn't no great show, it wasn't no great presentation that you seen of her birthday cake, nothing like that, but they wanted to take show of them dancing, and it wasn't by them rejoicing in the Lord or rejoicing in amen, the worship and praise. And so now we've been taking praise and worship to another what you call a different level, a different way of living. We get up in the church and we can dance at the music and jump around and entertain our flesh to see who can dance the best and who can do their little thing the best. And people are being, they're being enlightened. They're being entertained by that. And it's sad. Why you want to do that and dance at her birthday and it has no validity to it, but just that she's made another birthday. Amen. But you should be praising and worshiping God. Church is not a place of entertainment. Church is a place where we gather together and fellowship, learn the word of God, pray for one another, and go on throughout the week and live a good and clean and holy and righteous life. The Bible said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. We done took this thing out of context, amen, and entertaining ourselves. Then when this stuff is serious, amen, they going home with the same problem. They're not getting a relief, amen. You're going to work with the same problem. If you take out time to pray, then that boss should have left you alone, because the effects of fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, praise God. And that, amen, praise God. The Bible said men are always pray and not faint. So my thought today is on we must pray. We must pray. I know a lot of you, amen, praise God, get up in the morning. You get up tired from the day before. what you had to go through with family, life situations, job, amen, and various other things that you need, sicknesses and stuff like that. But we don't get up and pray to God. For the Bible said in Psalms 55:17, let's go with 16th verse. And he said, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Father God, in the name of Jesus, because of who you are, we want to thank you today, amen, for what you have done. I'm excited about the word. I'm excited, amen, praise God, because we know that God, in this word, somebody's going to be delivered. Somebody's going to be healed. Somebody's going to be set free. Somebody's going to understand that in a relationship, you must have conversation. For prayer, amen, literally is an opening to a conversation. Amen. You might, amen, start out, praise God, with talking to God, praying to God, amen, and left that off, and then you go back, amen, you might pick it up hours later, amen, where you left off in order to hear from God. So, amen, this word that we, amen, are getting today is an on-time word, amen, praise God. And if we adhere by it and establish that relationship with God, then you'll know that, amen, praise God, you're getting somewhere, because you'll perceive that there are changes being made in your life. Oh, the battle is raging. The enemy, he's literally fighting you hard. He's fighting your tooth and nail because he's after your soul. If he can get your soul, he got your spirit. Get your spirit, amen, and then he want to house it in his dark kingdom. And what he's literally doing, is he trying to overthrow God's will, but he's trying to capture God, to stop God's will in our life and begin to utilize it for his own wickedness. The Bible said we are created, amen, praise God, in the image and likeness of God, so we should be like him after the rebirth which we got from Jesus Christ. But at the same time, this devil is after your soulless realm. He's after your heart. He's after, amen, your spirit man. For if he had your soul, that God has housed in your soul, he'll use it. He's after God's breath. He's after God's life. Why would we even think to not pray when times are hard? And we give up. There are so many people got family problems today. Marriage on the rock. Children out there doing everything. And we just literally have given up. We won't pray. We'll say a few minutes praying. A lot of people say, well, and that's a true saying. He's done everything. God has already done everything. Amen. Praise God. But we must pray because there is a need for communication. God made us free moral agents. We have the right to choose. Amen. Praise God. Adam had no alternative. After he sinned, he died. We have a grace up on the literally girding us up. Praise God. So because of that, we can, amen, praise God, sin and get right back up and have that repentance in our heart, and God will look at it, and God will turn around and he'll forgive us. But I'd advise you not to sin because you can do it. I would advise you to take heed of your afterlife on earth. If you could see the deepness that I see, once you leave this earth, that's it. That's where the no alternative come in for us. Once you leave this earth, you either go into heaven or you go into hell. And the things that I've seen, it frightens me. I look at the world today and I see all the racial prejudice nations that have come into America. And they have followed the suit of the white man to hate. Not all white men hate, but some of the white men to hate the black folks. Or the black folks, not all of the black folks, to hate the white man. Or the Hispanics to hate the black folks. And the black folks to hate the Hispanics. And all these other countries, the Vietnamese, the Chinese, all of these different other races do the same thing. They target a race and they'll hate them for no reason at all, not knowing that they breathe the same air we breathe, go through the same things that we go through, and live the same life, because the Bible said there's nothing common. Everything that, amen, the Hispanics will go through, the blacks going to go through it, the whites go through, the Chinese going to go through, the Japanese, those Muslims, they all going to go through something in this earth. But because of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and God himself and the Holy Spirit, amen, and the workings of the word through wisdom, amen, applying, making it applicable for us to be able to receive the truth, then like Jesus said, he said, my house should be a house of prayer, but you done made it a den of thieves. You go in there, present all your programs, do all your little stuff, and entertain. Oh, the praise dancers, they get up there, and you see more flesh. And the pastor get up there and laugh about it, enjoy it. Oh, wasn't that good? Instead of correcting, in your relationship and your conversation with God, there is a way that you will understand how to live the proper way. What is the proper protocol? Amen. Praise God. Amen. So David was saying in the Psalms, he said, I pray three times a day. That means morning, noon, and night, I'm before the Lord. We should always be before the Lord in prayer. Then the Bible saying Daniel 6 and 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his windows began open in his chambers towards Jerusalem. And he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God. And he did aforetime, as he did aforetime. These men that served, amen, praise God, their God didn't want Daniel to serve God. And they went about seeking a decree and an ordinance for if they caught anybody praying to their God, other than the Medes and the Persians' God, I'm putting it like that, then they would persecute them. We, as the body of Christ, are going to be persecuted at all times. I don't care what you go through. You might have some good days, but you might have some bad days too. But, amen, if you hang on in there, if you pray to God, God will change things. We are going to go through afflictions. We're going to be tossed through and, just to and fro. Amen. Praise God. Some of us going to be killed and have been killed. This writer of the Bible called Wycliffe, he was a well-known man back in the 1400s. And he completed the book and wrote other things and his commentaries and his Bible is out today. Very famous man that translated the Bible from the Roman, amen, language and began to let other people know that they can have the Bible and read it too. when he died, they wanted to kill him, but when he died, years after he died, the Romans took, amen, praise the Roman Catholic Church of their beliefs, took and dug his bones up and cursed his bones and burned them up. Cursed him because he wrote the scripture and translated the Bible. Then other famous people that would write translations of the Bible suffered persecution. They were killed, burned at the stakes. One man said, okay, if you're going to burn me, praise God, burn my hands up first. Let me burn my hands up first. And then turn around. And while he was burning, his family gave him comfort while he was burning at the stake. This devil mean business to destroy us, and if we don't pray and take an account of what's going on with us on a daily basis, we're going to be like most of them, the unbelievers. Job speak about, amen, praise God, the unbeliever. Praise God, the wickedness, how they don't seek the Lord. They don't care about the Lord. They don't care what the Lord is saying. They're not going to seek him. They're dead. They have no life in him. But we, as the body of Christ, need to come together and understand now, amen, praise God, that we hear and we know, amen, praise God, there is an identity out there that's doing this wickedness, because God is not wicked. He's a just God, that we need to pray for our children. We need to pray for our family. We need to pray for our bosses. We need to pray for one another. The psalmist said in 5:3, said, my voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayers unto thee, and I will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. In the morning, when you get up, one of the things that you should do is reverence God, pray and worship to God. Amen. Praise God, who is the author and finisher of your day, not only your faith, but your day. Every day is accounted for. Every day we are being renewed. Every day we are learning. Every day we need to repent. Job repented every day because he didn't know what his children was going to do, curse God or do whatever. But he saved, amen, his family, even though they were killed. All of his children got killed, amen, because of the unrighteousness of Satan. And he prayed and interceded for them. I guarantee you they're in heaven right now just because one man stood up for the body. So we need to pray. But unto I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. O Lord, why cast thou off my soul? Why hidest thy face from me? That means if I'm praying, then my soul won't be cast off. Jesus, amen, when he died upon the cross, he said, Eli, Eli, sabachthani. He said, my God, why has thou forsaken me? Well, the reason why he said that was that, I'm going to tell you what I understand from God. God's heart broke, but also God's heart rejoiced in that Jesus had finished his course. And he was found to be a righteous man, praise God, by doing the will of the Father. And God cannot look upon sin. He cannot look upon what the enemy, that's the sin I'm talking about, had did to Jesus Christ. And then he had the rejoicing in his heart that Jesus had finished the work. He didn't have to look at nothing else. He didn't have to worry about nothing else, but he could go on and be at peace because it was finished. Jesus stayed before the Father praying all the time. I'm telling you, before he went to go before the congregation, he always prayed. We pastors would get up from a meal or just from having sex with our wives, get up in the pulpit, nasty, and then go on and try to preach before the congregation when you all messed up. I've always learned to experience this here thing. I ain't gonna eat nothing until after I, amen, preach the gospel, because it's important for me to stay clear, amen, and clear-minded, praise God. So I try to eat after, and that's when I really enjoy my food. But also, the Bible said when David was running from King Saul, and he went to the temple and got the shewbread, amen, that was the holy bread. And David talked to the priest and let him know, so we haven't had women in a sexual relationship for 3 whole days. That means they had been purified, they've been cleansed, they've been set aside from the flesh for 3 whole days. They were sanctified, and they were able to do it. Our preachers, sometimes we don't do that. We get right up from doing what we got to do and then get up there. Then we understand why, can't understand, put it like that, why we so weakened in our sermons. We weakened in our sermons because our flesh was still yet alive. And you got to get that time, the flesh of time, to get out the way and let the spirit man take over, praise God. And that's a perfect example of what we need to do when we preach in the gospel. Or get up from your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever else you done did. Some of them, they've been into stuff, child molestation, get up there and preach like they never even touched nobody. All kind of stuff is going on in these churches today. And I'm going to stand up for Jesus. I don't care if you don't like me. I don't care if you don't visit my page. But if I don't tell you the truth, how you going to know the truth? You got to pray. You got to keep that relationship with God going, because that flesh needs to be up under the subjection of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. At all times. Amen. What we should really do is we need to lift the brothers up, amen. We need to, amen, comfort and, amen, do things, amen, to help them, and literally, amen, seek, amen, the Lord, amen, so that he can keep our bodies from doing evil. Amen. We should, praise God, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16 say, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophecy, and on it went on. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. And that's why I said when we get up there and we get to preaching, we get doing everything, amen, before we go preach, amen, and then we get up before the congregation, you're nasty. I don't care, amen, I'm being taught the right way, praise God. Give yourself a break from the flesh, and then give up there, go up there and preach the gospel in the spirit. The flesh profit nothing. Don't let that flesh rule over you, that you were supposed to do. You can't even pray because the flesh then took over and told you, well, oh, I'll pick it up later, or I won't do it at all, because God already knows. God wants your relationship. Every time Jesus went out in the midst of the people, he said this, he said, I can only do what I see my Father do, and I can only speak what I hear my Father tell me to speak. I can't come before you doing anything without the help of the Father, without the word from the Holy Ghost. So because of this, Jesus prayed often in order to get a word and to have a relationship with the Father, so that when, amen, praise God, he came before the congregation, he could tell them what the Holy Spirit was saying. I want to encourage you today that, amen, praise God, you don't have to worry about anything if you decide to have a relationship with God through prayer.
If I had one morning, I made up my mind that I was going to go back to church. Something happened to me on my way. And maybe this same thing has happened to some of you. That's why I wrote the word this morning.
I'm going.